This is Gamercast episode 306. Cheer, London Olympics, yay! This is the show recorded on the 6th of August 2012. Yeah, I'm Ellis Paul. My name. Joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening?
Not much. Really?
Not much. Okay, let's just do the news then, shall we? Normally I get more than that.
Well, I didn't know if I was supposed to talk about anything.
Now for the news.
Every time
I eat a cup or I yawn.
You're doing something stupid.
I was yawning, I couldn't help it. Now my eyes are all watering.
You're on the show now, you need to behave. Ed, bucket cat.
I can yawn if I want to yawn. I have that privilege. You can cough, you can sneeze, you can yawn. My hand was getting closer. It's going to stab you in the neck. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Right, I'll do the news because we don't have all day for this. There's a game called Tumba or something. It's in the news. Dishonored news next. Dishonored is a game. Whatever.
Do you want me to read?
Shifting World... What?
I can read them. If you do the show notes, because then I don't look on my laptop. Wouldn't you rather me not look at my laptop? You having fun there? Okay, Paul.
Fun is my middle name. So you want me to let you use my screen?
We did that last time. It worked well, didn't it?
Nay, Bauer.
No?
Well, fine. You do it then. Just kidding, I'm doing it. There's a game called Tumba, or Tumbi, as those over in the UK will recognise it as... Okay, you can do it.
Okay, so Tumba / Tumbi. Tumbi for anyone in the UK, Tumba for anyone outside of the UK, many in America, I believe it is. They will know, because we mentioned it previously, that Tumba was recently released on the PSN in America, however, not in Europe. They have now announced... Well, they said, oh, we'll try and bring it over to Europe, as in next year. And they have now said, it's going to be sooner than you think. And they're going to announce very, very soon when they're going to release it, which will hopefully be really soon, because I'd love to play it on my Vita / PSN, PS3. However, I could just load up the game on PS1, but it'd be nice to have a version on my Vita. Because it's an awesome game. It is, and it's super rare. So for anyone who hasn't paid, you know, £50+ for a copy of it on PS1, you'll be able to buy a digital version for probably about £10 or under. It came out for $10 over in America. So, yeah. Sadly, only the first one. However, the first one is better. I haven't played that much of the second one. But Tumbi is awesome. It's not worth 50p. It's worth loads of money. Sorry about that. I will mute my speaker. So Tumba, awesome. Everyone should look forward to it. Who is awesome? Second one's pretty good. Mommy, what you doing? Thank you.
Second one's pretty good. It flickered a couple of times.
I know, and then you shook it and made it all go away.
Wait, I think I know what it might be. Oh no, that's not even streaming. Yeah, I've broken Flash on this computer and I need to restart it. And it occasionally makes Explorer flicker. That's probably what it is. So if the chat room's flashing, that's why. Let's talk about Dishonored, because Dishonored is a game that's like
Thief.
That's like FIFA. Cool. Thief. Let's all play football.
Thief. So Dishonored, of course, is coming out. I want to scroll down a little bit. October 12th, I believe. For Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. And they've now announced the kind of acting cast, because we know Bethesda like putting actors in their games.
Yeah, like John Locke Pickard.
Yeah. So they've got Susan Sarandon, I believe that's how you say her name.
Susan Boyle.
Who, she's now doing a voice in it. They've got John Slattery from Mad Men. Do I know which one that is? I really enjoyed Mad Men, or at least what they showed on the BBC before Sky took it. A little bit of ranting for me there.
Bit
my hatred of Sky. Oh, okay, the old dude. Okay, so they've got John Slattery in it. Who else they got? Chloe Grace Moretz.
Look at the camera.
But I've got to read the show notes, which are
yeah,
here.
But you have to do it properly. You have to, like, wonky your eyes.
And Lena Headey. And they've also... I think they... Did they announce the composer a while back? I don't know. Daniel Lich, if that's how you say him, who did the Dexter score.
I don't like how my camera looks.
No? No, they've also got Carrie
like
Fisher, who everyone, of course, knows as Princess Leia. Of course. But, I mean, she's done quite a bit of... Well, she's done a fair bit.
Oh, yeah. Look at these dead pixels.
Of stuff recently.
Or hot pixels, as I should say. There's one next to my mouth. One up there.
She's not on there. Oh yeah, of course, Brad Dourif, if that's how you say his name, I never really know how to say it, who people will know as...
They didn't even taste very nice.
Huh?
I was eating the dead the hot pixels on this camera.
Oh, I see. Billy! There you go, shout out Tommy. Billy, know him from Lord of the Rings. The evil guy who's manipulating the king.
His name's Billy?
His name's Billy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We watched that, remember? You probably don't remember. No, he was in something else we watched recently as well, wasn't he?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Star Trek.
They've also got Michael Madsen, who people... Well, most people, I reckon, would know... Oh, he's in June. Is he?
Yeah, he's the Harkonnen Mentor, isn't he?
Okay. No, he's not.
Oh, maybe it's a guy who looks similar to him then.
Brad Dourif.
Can we get him? This is the, like, second news item, and it's like 15
minutes. The chat room can tell us things that people are in. Yeah, Michael Madsen, I know mostly from Reservoir Dogs. You seen Reservoir Dogs?
No, come on!
No. I think that's all the people listed.
30-second news item. Why is it taking 5 minutes?
There you go, that's it. This
right, good.
Done. Dishonored, done.
Pages and pages of crap.
Rising Star Games have announced a new game they're releasing called Shifting World. It's an Nintendo 3DS exclusive title coming out in September, which is kind of a mix between Crush and something else. I'd say like a friend of mine in uni did for a game, but that doesn't really... Oh, he's not in Potter. That doesn't really explain it for anyone. So what it is that it uses the kind of... It has the kind of Crush Paper Mario style element of 2D with 3D. So you can change it to from a 3D view to a 2D view to get somewhere and jump midway and stuff. But there's also a shifting world element to it. So you can go from the black world underneath to the white world. The white world is the negative space in the black world, and the black world is the negative space in the white world, if that makes sense.
Why is the black world underneath the white world? Is that some sort of racist thing going on?
I don't know. He said he's in Star Trek. I think we're talking about Brad Dourif still.
I'm talking about what the next news item.
Shut up.
Oh, is this game racist? That's what we're trying to ascertain.
Well, it's like a black and white grayscale game. That's the colours of it. It's not
Are
racist.
Are they making a racist comment?
No. They're not.
Are they doing it subtly?
They're not making any kind of comment. It's a game, Paul.
Because obviously there's
black and white.
They
try to make something creative by using negative space. That's what it is.
No, I don't get negative space. Is it? What's positive space?
Well, there's populated space that you have, which is there's items in the world. The negative space is things that there is nothing in it. You switch it round, then the negative space is now the playable space, and the negative space is what used to be the playable space. It's good. It looks alright. Yeah, it's coming out on 3DS September from Rising Star Games. Next up, not a Kickstarter.
Wait, I've got a question to ask. So when it flips round what it is, how does a player move to the other place? Or does it happen at the end of a level or something? Or do you go through a magic portal?
No, it happens mid-game.
How do they move the player out of the open space into the space that's occupied without actually moving the player?
I think it... Was it that they invert it as well? spatially.
Dinner has a question. It's from Catherine.
Well, I watched the trailer on Saturday. Okay.
I don't really care, to be honest. I just thought it'd be annoying.
No, that doesn't have a... Where's the flipping trailer?
Never mind, just do the next thing.
I'm finding it on YouTube.
Don't worry, we'll talk about the Olympics soon.
All those waiting, rearing away. Well, I can talk about... I want to answer your question, though, to be fair. There it is, Shifting World. Oh, Shifting World? Yeah, I call it Shifting World. I thought it was Shifting Worlds. Skip to middle of video.
Skip? We don't
okay,
skip.
Okay, so it flips the world upside down.
And so you just fall down.
Yeah, so for example, look, there's a dude here.
Yeah, I saw it.
Shifting between views, so 2D and 3D, and then there's the negative space, so it flips around. So it does take you... Yeah, because you kind of... You go down through the world... And it turns the world upside down, and then you come out to the rest of it. It's called Shifting World. It's being released. This is the Master Chat Room. Gosh, I've gone blurry there. Called Shifting World, coming out on 3DS in September, only on 3DS. Cool. Next up is Indiegogo crowdfunding, whatever star thing, Kickstarter. Most people know of. Is a documentary that's being made called From Bedrooms to Billions. This is a 90-minute documentary. Could be longer if you ask me. I could watch hours of stuff like this. Documentary that looks at the video games industry between 1979 and 1996. So kind of like the key moments in the UK gaming industry, really, because of all the bedroom coders, like the Oliver Twins. I'm sure Peter Molyneux must be in there somewhere.
Yeah, but he wasn't really a bedroom coder. He was a guy who accidentally got a contract to build a database because someone mistook him for someone else.
True, but they're talking to people who weren't necessarily full-on bedroom coders, but kind of the key people in the industry.
My name's Peter Molyneux. I got my company mixed up with someone else's. So I got the monies.
So they're talking to lots of people. They've got a list on their Indiegogo page of the kind of people they're planning on interviewing or have interviewed on their Vimeo account, where they've got the trailer for it. They've also got interviews.
Oliver Twins. I remember playing games by them.
Yeah, did you play Dizzy?
No, I played decent games, which like Space Shooter and weird shit like that.
Oh, of course they talked to Mr. David Braben about Elite. Do you like Elite? And if you pledge $390, you can get a computer of your choice from the listed ones with Elite 2.
Is the computer actually worth more than $300 and whatever dollars you said?
$390?
Yeah.
Not essentially, because the Spectrum's not worth that, is it?
Well, then you're wasting your money.
Well, you can get... you get a boxed console.
Ow.
Working. Well, I say console, but it's a home computer, really. With a copy of Elite 2, all signed by Mr. Braben.
Look, Mr. whatever your name is. Elite Man.
Or you can do the better ones, which are like US Gold, where they sign like loads of games the guy's never signed games before.
Mr. Elite Man.
They've got standard... Do you want to say something to Mr. Braben?
Where is Elite? I don't see it installed on my computer. What's going on? What's happening? What are you doing?
Well, they were doing the Outsider, weren't they?
I forget it. I'll just play X3. Take it too long.
So, yeah, it's a documentary. They want to... Well, they're talking to, like, all the kind of oldies that people may not even know of.
I'll play Freelancer.
Which, of course, is pretty cool, because if you want to kind of expand your video game knowledge as such, you could give this a watch and know a little bit more into kind of the start of it in the UK, or at least some of the founding people in the UK. Like, their cheapest funding choices, you get, like, a digital copy of the film. There's ones where you can get physical copies of the films, posters, and a T-shirt, and a few other things. Their goal is $35,000. That's in American dollars. Last time I looked, they had about 28. So they're almost there, and they've got about 13 days left to go now, I think. So I recommend you check it out. Watch the trailer. If it seems like something cool, which it is in my eyes, you should give them a little bit of money.
No, give me the money.
Well, you can pay $25. That gets you a copy of the film.
Or you can pay $25 and feed 200 people in Africa. You know, you people, you game...
Are you some kind of poverty advert now?
You game people need to sort yourselves out.
Are you going to give some money to Africa then?
Don't have any money.
You don't have any money. What was that money you spent recently on a game?
I don't have any money.
What was that?
I actually don't even remember what game I just bought.
What did you spend money on that you didn't want to spend money on? That was a free-to-play game.
I don't remember.
Don't you? And what did you convince someone else to pay? Well, pay to have it as well.
I haven't bought any game lately. Was there a game on my shelf?
More like a digital thing, Paul.
Why would I pay money for a digital
game? I know, why would you pay money for a free-to-play
game?
Don't
you get anything?
Okay.
Yay, MechWarrior! Yeah, I bought £80, yeah, and I get 4 Founders Mechs for that, yeah. But I also convinced Matthew Windsor, who's not in the chat room or watching the show live, because he's probably had to go to bed early for some reason, to pay £20 so he could play with me. people wonder why I am the man.
Why you're the man. You're the man, man.
I'm the man. I can get people to part with their money.
Part with their money. Okay, so next up, Hitman Absolution. So, firstly, they have finally released the Sniper Challenge for Windows. This hadn't been released already because it was only released on console, so on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. However, now if you're a PC gamer and you were looking forward to Hitman or you pre-ordered it, you should now be soon getting your codes, I guess, for the Sniper Challenge. I'm slightly annoyed because I pre-ordered it through Tesco's and they have not sent me my Sniper Challenge code yet. Where is it? Where is it? Anyway, so as well as this, Square Enix are doing a competition to find the, what is it, the best...
Biggest loser in the world.
The UK's ultimate assassin. So notice I said UK's. This is a UK-only competition, not for European people or American at all.
This show is not in any way racist. We do not
this
feel...
This is Square Enix's choice.
We do not feel that Square are being racist. This is a non-racist thing
really
to do.
Is it really racist?
I don't know, that's the theme going for this episode.
That is the theme, you've been saying that a lot.
Well, they are Japanese, you know how racist they are.
So what they're doing a challenge where they're trying to find the UK's top sniper, and they're having daily, weekly, and monthly prizes, and the monthly winners have a chance to battle it out for the grand thing of Ultimate Assassin.
So, are they actually using real guns, or what? Or then what are they competing in?
The Sniper Challenge DLC. Pre-order bonus that they released. Remember the Hitman pre-order bonus that came out before the game came out? Yes, Paul. Paul's baffled.
Why would anyone compete in a virtual thing that isn't real?
Because you can become awesome.
No, you become a lame geek loser. Get life. Right, I'm playing MechWarrior.
Yes, so Hitman, of course, coming out in November for anyone who hasn't pre-ordered it yet.
And oh no, some guy just blew up my Mac! You fire!
Yeah, because you're playing it. And don't forget, there's the Deluxe Edition and the Professional Edition.
Oh my god, I got that stupid thing right on my nose.
Professional Edition and the Deluxe Professional Edition coming out as well. But Deluxe Professional Edition comes with a little figure of Hitman.
I really need to get a new camera.
Which because you're using my old millipede camera.
Yeah, but that's better than that camera.
Yeah, true. Well, order another one of those.
It's £25.
Okay, so next up...
That's what I didn't take... Forget...
What?
Well, the joint account owed me some money and I didn't balance it, so I'll have to balance it next month.
Oh. Can I see a little more of my journal?
I just paid like more money than I needed to.
So, first up, well, I've got a fair few bits of Steam news, I suppose. Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack is coming out on Steam. This was the PlayStation Vita exclusive Tales from Space game, however it's now coming out on Steam. It plays really well on the Vita. I wonder how well it will play on Steam, mainly because there's nice kind of touch controls that it has, at least in some of the levels in the kind of mini-games. And so they're releasing it for Steam. It's supporting Steam achievements, of course, because they can just use the trophies that they used. Cloud saving and leaderboards, as well as updated minigame levels specifically crafted for the PC, as well as higher resolution art, because of course they're upscaling it from being a Vita game to a Windows game. Support for gamepads or keyboard and mouse, and it's coming out August 15th on Steam, which is next week.
August 15th?
No, the week after next.
Next week. It's also the day when TechNet and MSDN subscribers get Windows 8.
Why?
My chat is not working. Don't lie.
Awesome Nauts is now out for Steam, so if you were waiting for it to come out on Steam, it is out now, in case you didn't want to buy it on XBLA or PSN. It's available on Steam for £7, or you can buy a 3-game pack for, I think it's £13, which saves you quite a bit of money. If you want to get it on Mac, though, you will have to wait a little while, because they haven't released it yet. My next show note is... There we go. Another Steam thing.
Unwritten Tales.
So the Book of Unwritten Tales is now available on Steam, which you can pick up for £18, or the deluxe edition for £20. It's also available on GOG and a few other distribution channels. The deluxe edition comes with the game, as well as the 22-track soundtrack, making a booklet, and a dev video on making a character. So if you were tempted to check this out, pick it up on Steam. Then next up as well, another release date has been announced, which is for The Trouble with Robots, which is kind of like a card game, but it's really a card game, but it's hiding like little fights behind it. But it's a really cute thing where it's kind of people versus the robots, because the robots have kind of taken over. This is coming out August 23rd for Windows from their website for £13. And there's also a free demo that you can download to give it a go. So there's like deck building stuff to it, as well as seeing the cute little guys fighting the robots.
You see the cute little guys fight the Sims and they get stabbed.
Yes, so moving on to the next piece of news is... EA.
Set you up and you just let you did. It go.
I know you set me up. That's why I said I'm moving on to the next piece of news.
You don't say I'm moving on to the next piece of news, and you don't start by saying EA. You say, and the Sims have done whatever they've done to counter the evil move by the giant leprechaun robot. Or
in
whatever.
Sims 3 Seasons, which has been announced by EA at their showcase recently. This is...
Again.
Can I have a that was weird. Can I have a bit more info there, please? Okay, so this is the newest thing. Of course, as it got seasons in the title, they've done one of these before, haven't they?
Yes,
they did have. It for Sims 2. They did it for original Sims as well. It gives you the opportunity to interact with weather, apparently, but also the ability to get really into the mood of each season and tell meaningful stories with their Sims. Not for Sims 1. Sims 2. Apparently for... Well, yep, that's true. For the first time in Sims games, you can take a dip in the ocean, exploring the previously unreachable part of the world as they cool down on a hot summer day.
Antarctica.
Or take the polar bear plunge by venturing into wintry waters. You can also build skills by scoring a winning goal during a soccer shootout or catching some air on the halfpipe during a snowboarding session, whether taking a plunge from the diving board, setting off dazzling fireworks, carving a jack-o'-lantern, or building an intimate igloo. Players will find an abundance of activities to keep them engaged throughout the year.
Can we change intimate igloo to gay igloo?
Gay igloo.
Only gays live in an igloo. And Eskimos, but they're not real either.
There's celebrations and events that are specific to each season to bring their Sims together. It's got new stuff in it, of course, as well as like little items that are related to... How are they related to something? French fries. French fries? Really? Like, what's that got to do with the season?
They're freedom fries.
A tanning booth? Why a tanning booth? Why don't they just sit out in the sun? Why do they need a tanning booth?
Because in the winter, yeah, during the Christmas
season... You don't get any
sunshine.
Oh my god.
The sun disappears. And then the snow comes down, then the sun comes out, and you get twice as much sunburn.
There's mistletoe, that kind of makes sense. Umbrellas make sense, I guess, if it's going to rain lots. Snow boots and wetsuits as well.
Well, they need to pad it out with some crap, don't they?
Why can't Sims ride bikes? Huh? Why the bikes? Cycling.
They have to do work on an animation and stuff for them.
So yeah, it's full of new stuff. They always pack them with loads of little bits and bobs here and there, as well as the main content of the expansion pack. People who pre-order it will also be able to receive... This is, of course, depending on where you pre-order, I'm sure. This is probably from The Sims. Sims do have bikes. Since when? Limited edition, which includes the Ice Lounge community lot, a sleek social club, and that can be placed in any world from The Sims 3 and is available in all seasons. Includes 12 brand new objects as well in the special.
I don't remember
special.
Bikes being in Sims 3.
Sims 3, really?
I played Sims 3 a lot because I actually used to make a video series using The Sims 3, which was hilariously funny. But it was
Are you
too
sure
much
that
work.
Wasn't using Sims 2?
I'm sure it was Sims 3.
I don't think that was.
No, was that Sims
2? That was Sims 2 you used.
Oh. Okay, well, I used to play Sims 3 a lot also when I used to play it.
Okay, fine. They have bikes. According to people. Anyway.
Wait, wait, wait.
Yep.
Why are you playing that crappy game and how do you know that? You sad losers. Carry on.
Okay, so EA announced a few other things. FIFA 13 is coming out for the Wii U. They announced this because, of course, everyone loves FIFA.
I was actually selling someone a Wii U the other day.
Yeah.
They were after, like, a PS3 or an Xbox or something. I was like, get a Wii U.
Okay. They're saying they've got new interactions and stuff like that for the Wii U, of course, using the gamepad. And, you know, it's releasing FIFA for the Wii U. As well as that, they've spoken about Madden 13 and how it's being released on the Wii U. However, it's only coming out in North America on the Nintendo Wii U. It's not coming out in Europe or anywhere else, I guess, unless people really, really moan. So I guess you have to import it, and it's probably region locked, so then you'd need... I don't make you play MacWarrior. What? Do I? Okay, you're making a screen shake. Look at that annoying hot dead pixel.
I know.
It's really annoying.
It isn't.
I just want to get rid of it.
I just want to wipe my face. Oh, wait, it's on my face.
As well as these sporty things, they announced a new Army of Two game called The Devil's Cartel. This is actually being made by Visceral.
Hey, they're the people who made Dantyland.
Well, and Dead Space. So it makes you wonder if the reason they added co-op. Because they've been working on this and they thought, hey, this is really cool, maybe we should add this in Dead Space. And if anyone hasn't watched it, you should watch the Mega 64 Dead Space 3 video. It's very silly, but I couldn't stop myself from laughing. So yeah, they're making a new Army of Two game, which is of course a heavily co-op based game. This is potentially why they've done it in Dead Space, if you ask me. Yep.
Wait, so does Army of Two mean the army is two people?
Well, you're an army of two.
Because I don't like that, because I would not say two people equals an army unless that person was Superman.
Should it be called People of Two?
No, it should be called generic game that we chuck down to make money.
You could call it Mercenaries of Two?
Stop flickering.
Sorry.
Not you, the stupid window.
It's got online and split screen co-op. And it promises to be fun. I think it's a bit odd that they've given it to Visceral. Although I'm not sure what happened to the studio that made the original. But yeah, it's supposed to be coming out March next year for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So Star Wars Old Republic news. They have announced they're officially making...
Hit my chair.
I'm sorry, but you're not moving the show notes for me and you want me to look at the screen. I can't reach over and grab your mouse, can I?
Well, if you recall, the first time we did this, I did put the mouse on that side and then you never used it.
Oh, how about you do that for me? I'll do that. I'll use that. Or can I use this?
No, I'm in charge. That's a zoom function, not a scroll function.
I could use this. No, that'll probably go up, won't it?
You can use that if you want. In terms of you have to do it a lot.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't matter.
Or you can use these things called pick up and pick down.
But pick up and pick down are almost as far away as the mouse. Anyways,
it's page, not pig. Lao. Homer calls it pig.
I know, just like
Qatar. I had a tab. Well, Qatar was cool.
Yes. So the BioWare dudes have said how they're going to be making up to level 50 for free to play, which obviously means they're not getting as many subscribers as they would like. So they're still keeping subscription, but I guess anything from then onwards. You also get special stuff for if you are on a subscription, and they're also making the game available from $8.99 now when you buy it in stores. But yeah, from level 1 Level 50 will be free to play. Paul, you...
What?
You're just scrolling down.
I thought you finished with that.
I haven't even done this.
I thought you finished with that. Oh, Catherine's taking charge and doing it herself. Fine. I'll have my screen back then. She is as well. She's using that. I know, I'm just going to put my hand in the way.
Yeah, but you're not moving it at the right... Because you were just...
Well, to be honest, I ain't paying attention, so I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking at the chat room because it's more entertaining.
50 level 50 will be free. This will be available from fall. Anyone looking for?
Oh yeah,
this?
We were talking about Star Wars.
Yes, we were talking about Star Wars.
Can I just say, it's a crap game. I'm going to get kicked off the show soon. I'm to be quiet.
But now I can't see the next show note because you moved all the way to the bottom. Okay, so Apogee and...
Hey, I didn't do that. That's freaked out by itself.
Did it crash?
Oh, no. Oh, no, we broke the show.
Well, you said it was stable. What is it, what's it doing?
Oh, no, stuff's breaking. Well, it's not stable. This is preview, and now all the show notes have actually been deleted. Oh, no, I found them.
Why have they gone all edited coloured?
What are we talking about?
Rise of Triad. So Apogee and Interceptor Entertainment have announced that they're kind of revamping Rise of Triad, which originally came out in 94, I believe. It's having a full single player campaign as well as a multiplayer experience, because everything needs multiplayer these days. And they're doing it in the Unreal 3 engine. I guess they decided they just want to bring back Return of the Triad and see, you know, what there's. I'm sure there's a big fan base for it out there, so they thought let's kind of do it. So you can still step back into the. Was it five characters? Yes, it was. I think. Which each, of course, have their own different playstyles/abilities style thing, as you kind of get with any games where you've got multiple characters to choose from. There's over 20 levels, unique multiplayer maps, full arsenal. Manacle modes return too, with God mode, Elasto mode, Mercury mode, Shrooms mode, and Dog mode. So yeah, they're just re-releasing an old game, but making it look better.
Fun. Oh, it's time for me to do my bit of the show.
What?
Scroll down.
Oh, okay. I was like, what, you saying something? What's going on?
No, it seems I've been relegated to technical hand.
Oh, thank you.
It involves using this to go like this.
So, Full Ace Tennis has been announced to be released by Lace Member Global. This is a tennis simulator for PC. Do you get many tennis simulators, really?
I ain't ever seen one.
I can't say I've ever seen a tennis simulator, either. It's coming out September 7th throughout the UK and Ireland. You can choose from almost 2,000 predefined tennis players that differ in more than 25 skills. Yep.
Licensed tennis players?
It doesn't state.
So 2,000 random things that their random crap came up with.
Potentially. And then you compete your tennis superstars within tournaments and
competitions. Yeah, tennis superstars, randomly generated. Tennis superstars not included. Pay £20 for
Apparently it lets you experience the ultimate realism, full-length matches, exhibitions, and more than 500 tournaments, 5 set games, tie-break customization, coin toss, fore and backhand play for a huge variety of control possibilities within the actual matches, guarantee authentic tennis excitement for every tennis aficionado. Yeah, I suppose you don't get many tennis games come out, but then they're not that popular, are they?
Top Spin 2!
Retro Tennis!
Top Spin 1!
Good on the
one.
Dreamcast, Retro Tennis.
Top Spin 3 and 4.
So the next thing is about Open Game City. So Game City is a thing that happens every October time in Nottinghamshire. in the, well, Nottingham, in the kind of middle, middle bit of the UK. It's a gaming event that happens for about a week, usually generally when the London Games Festival is as well. And they're now taking submissions for games, movies, comedy, theatre and music for the Open Game City, which runs along Game City, and that anyone who goes along to Game City can also then attend these events. And they're saying, hey, if anyone wants to suggest anything, let us know. So they've said the events can include, but are not limited to, exhibitions of video games, film screenings, art shows, street theatre, stand-up comedy, craft fairs, cookery lessons, speed dating, and talented pets. Game City, wait a second, runs from the October 20th to the 27th, and they're trying to increase their kind of people.
I've got a suggestion.
Not being Nottingham?
Why aren't Gamercast doing a live show there?
I can do one if you want. Nottingham's not great.
paul@gamercast.net. That's my super secret email address. I'm giving you people organisers the permission to email me to give us a hotel room, free travel, free food, and all the equipment we need to do a live show in front of an audience there. I'm making this offer to you. I've never ever made an offer like that before.
One thing they do,
it's in your court
at Game
now.
City, they do live shows of what's it called?
Gamercast?
No, it's another. It's a radio show. One Life Left. It's a radio show, podcast thing that is video gamey.
Why have that when you can have
and
me?
And they do it live generally every year. I don't know if they did it last year or if they're doing it this year, but they've done it pretty much every year.
Yeah, but what about me? I might even bring you.
Yeah, I get to go to Nottingham. Yeah, I've already been there once. It was alright.
Where the hell is Nottingham anyway? Isn't that where Robin Hood lives?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a twat.
It's really annoying to get to Nottingham as
well.
Oh
yeah, my propaganda campaign, they say I give to the poor. That's a lot of BS. You give out as much to the poor as Mother Teresa. Or...
Okay, so next news. Golden Joysticks Awards related for the 2012. For 2012... awards. So Game are no longer doing the, what is the award called?
The Game Award. People's Choice Award or something.
I always thought it was People's Choice. Is it People's Choice this time around? This year. So the main sponsor, of course, Game are usually the sponsor, right? Or at least they do their own Game Award.
Well, I know who the sponsor of something for Game. I don't even go in Game.
Yeah, so they're doing the One to Watch Award. So you'll be able to pre-order. You'll be able to vote for your games that are the one to watch on their website, of course, when it comes up to it. And they're trying to drive pre-orders as well.
Stupid.
Through their website.
Pixel.
From doing...
Beat it.
Themselves as the sponsor. So, yeah. Instead of Game, because of course Game have the Eurogamer Expo, HMV have the Golden Joysticks this year.
Okay, do these people have a category for best gaming media podcast broadcast?
No, that's what the GMAs thing. Are for.
Why don't these people have that? Because I tell you what, I'm making an offer to you right now, we would accept a trophy.
These are the Golden Joystick Awards, it is games.
Yeah, but we talk about games. In fact, Gamercast for me is a game. Is how I can wind up Catherine to the extent where she's really annoyed but doesn't but doesn't actually storm off. It's a very fine balance.
I could attack him with a screwdriver.
Well, I'm taking a husband. What else you got there?
Camera?
You got a controller.
Controller?
What's this doing up here anyway? Do you want to do the show? Stop messing about.
You were the one talking.
You know, this is supposed to be a professional thing where we're in a category to win an award at this thing and you're messing about on it. You're not taking the show seriously, Catherine. I'm going home.
Okay, so the next...
Oh, great. Now Matthew Wins is online.
The next thing is about a game coming out called The Inner World, which is a cute-looking point-and-click adventure game that's coming out in the second quarter of 2013 for Windows, Mac, Intosh, iPad and iPhone, so iOS... yes?
I just made a really quick comment. Any second I'm going to get a Skype call. So I do apologise, but any second that goofy Windsor is going to click the call me button. Let's send him a message quick telling him not to.
Can't you just put yourself in offline?
Not Nick, well, I have to advertise the show to him.
Okay.
Everyone thinks my account's been hacked because every time they sign in, they get a message saying www.gamercast.net.
So Inner World looks quite cute. The characters are kind of Flash stylized, so like Edna and Harvey style. But they've got really nice backgrounds as well, like you kind of expect from games. And it looks kind of interesting. And it's a point and click. And of course, some people like point and click, some people don't. Some people think they're a dying breed of genre of games or whatever, but they're cool and they're still alive, as you can see, because people are still making them. Next up is The War Z news. The War Z, yeah.
Is that the thing with zombies?
Yes. So this is the MMO that's being made for zombies. It's at the top there. Thank you. So they've officially launched their website where you can sign up for the beta of their game, which is a closed beta. If you just go on the website, there's a little thing that in the top corner on the left saying click here to sign up, and you just give them your email address and they'll contact you if you make it within the beta. In 24 hours it gathered more than 100,000 registrations for the closed beta. The game itself is coming out in the fall of this year for Windows. They haven't exactly stated the exact date for when their closed beta is starting, but I've signed up because it could be kind of cool. They might not do a very good job of it, but then they might actually do a really good job of it. So I thought I'd sign up. You could sign up if you wanted. If you want to play a zombie game.
What am I doing?
Zombie survival MMO. If you want. Max Payne 3 news.
Are we actually going to play this or not?
What? Play what? Play what?
Whatever game you were just talking about.
I'm saying you can sign up for the closed beta.
Are we signing up for it?
I've signed up for it. You can sign up for it.
I'm probably too late now. They won't want me.
Aww.
I don't want to play anyway. No.
Max Payne 3 news. The... what one was it called?
Stupid pixel.
It's kind of annoying, isn't it?
Maybe if I get really close to it, it'll disappear.
So, as well as previously releasing the Disorganized Crime Pack for free,
get off.
They've also announced a few other packs that they've done, or kind of compilations of packs. So, the co-op content originally planned for the New York Minute Pack has been integrated into the Deathmatch mode in a Deathmatch Made in Heaven pack, which is coming out October for 800 points. There's also the Painful Memories pack coming out October as well for 800 points, and the Hostage Negotiation pack coming out September for 800 points.
Hostage Negotiation sounds...
Mm-hmm. The Free Disorganized Crime pack, which I believe is out now. It says coming this August, so maybe not just yet, but it is August now, so it'll be coming soon. Has with it some... multiplayer maps on the Hoboken rooftops, as well as new modifiers for score attack in arcade modes, including explosive rounds where all your bullets detonate on impact, Lone Wolf AI for much more aggressive enemies, and headshots only, where the only way to kill enemies is with a bullet to the head. Like Deadlight, where you have to shoot the zombies in the head.
What about if I chop them up into teeny weeny little pieces?
You can't do that in Max Payne. Max Payne's about shooting.
It's not very realistic then, is it?
You know Max Payne. It's over the top.
Obviously not, if I'm not even allowed to chop people up into teeny weeny pieces.
It's not that over the top. Sorry, Paul.
Just have something called Greater Man. His weapon is a massive like greater board thing, and you just...
greater, like cheese.
You're oh my god, cheese. That's a really good idea, and that's really gruesome.
A little bit grim.
Let's do it.
So will he also use like a peeler as well? Oof, like a vegetable peeler.
Nick, boy, this is industrial size ones. You just put people in it.
Okay. And next up, Vigamus, which is a video game museum that's being launched or opened in Rome. Is that how would you say it? Vigamus? Is that how you'd say it?
I don't know. All I know is I wasted £8 on Mechwire.
Why have you wasted it? So on October 20th, they're opening the first video game museum in Italy. There's some screenshots. You can go on their website, which is vigamus.com, or however you say it.
Vigamus.
And I believe that has some images. It's a about 100 square meter building where you can go around their exhibition that has this, well, it kind of tells the story of video games, promotes them as a form of art, and as well as that culture, because, you know, some people are a bit funny on video games still. And maybe this will convince convince the Romans about video games. There's also, as well as that, going to be seminars and conventions, thanks to collaboration. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. And there's also going to be an interactive room where you can play old games. So it sounds kind of like Game On, but a little bit different. Although Game On was kind of cool. I liked that one. It was at the Barbican. Jeez, that's getting close to me. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And then finally, Daedalic Entertainment. Is it Daedalic Entertainment? New Mouse, where are you going? Have announced a new game called Rabbit's Apprentice, which is a new fantasy adventure, point and click, looks lovely adventure game. And it's coming out November this year for Windows. It looks lovely. Go on our website. Charlotte did a post about it earlier. And it's got really nice detailed backgrounds with really cute kind of characters. It looks nice. They're good at making games, so check it out. Or releasing games. I'm sorry.
Man, what a load of jibber jabber.
You jibber jabber.
Let's talk about what everyone really wants to talk about, which is, why is Matthew Windsor... Windsor. Why is this? And what is he doing? What is so last year? I don't understand.
Can I take that screwdriver away from you? Thank you.
If I want to stab my own leg, I'm more than welcome to. Oi! Threaten me with that!
Jeez. I wasn't threatening nobody.
What?
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
It's a t-shirt. Jeez. A t-shirt. Is it made of tea bags?
Right, now we've settled on it. Last week, everyone would have heard... Yeah, so we didn't really have many guesses, disappointingly. Baxter, whoever that is, guessed it was Aliens versus Predator. No. Now, we had a load of other wrong guesses. And Catherine guessed it was From Dust. The answer was From Dust.
Awesome.
So, Catherine gets the GZs.
GZs for me.
Windsor says that was hard. I'm not sure if he's on about me swearing and blinding at him and telling him to make me a cup of tea.
Shouldn't it be that was harsh?
Or if the name of that game was hard.
Didn't have a clue, so obviously name that game.
This name of that game...
I knew that chugga chugga noise.
Okay, well, this is this week's name that game.
That wasn't very loud, but can I have some clues?
Clue. 2.22 wrong by two orders of magnitude. That is the clue. Sorry, this is a new tricky name that game. That's tricky.
What?
Catherine guesses what?
2.22 wrong by two orders of magnitude.
Out by, say, two orders of magnitude, or more or less. Maybe not exact, maybe roughly exact, maybe it is exact.
What?
What?
It sounds familiar. I couldn't get any other bloody clues. That's not very fair.
No. Work the brain.
It's not very fair. Considering you give me the clue of that, and that's quite obscure.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be the gaming person. Can you say the clue again? The clue was 2.22 out by two orders of magnitude.
So how is that a clue? What does that have to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. Now.
That number has something to do with that game.
In the title?
Not necessarily. Obviously, I'm not going to give you the title of the game, am I?
Damn it. Well, it sounds familiar.
But there is some sort of connection between the two. I'm not going to say what the connection is, because it, obviously some people might think, oh, it could be the subtitle, or it could be a character in it, or whatever. I'm not going to say what the connection is, other than there is some sort of rough, loose connection between the two at some point in history. Sorry, this is what happens when I've got all day to think of what I'm going to do for the game. That's what I did when I got up. What can I do that's really tricky?
Well, to be fair, it sounds very familiar.
Well, Windsor's probably going to get it.
Why is that?
Because Windsor's got 2 weeks to get it. You've only got a couple of seconds before I tell you to pack it in.
I don't know. It sounds very familiar, and there's something spelt wrong in it, or you've spelled it wrong. That's a very small bit to be spelt wrong, though. Lal.
Oh, wow.
Great. What the hell? What the hell does that mean? It sounds familiar. It really
wow,
does.
Wrong. Well, that's what happens when I've got ages. I put lols and lals in on my writing.
You do? Jeez, you've got too much free time now.
I know, it's nice. I'd have to go back to work until, like, the 20th. Ah, no work. Do you know what that means?
And you know the 27th is a bank holiday. Well, I don't know if you'd be working that.
Of course I'd be working that. I'm going to get paid any more for bank holidays now.
You don't? Really?
Yeah, really. But that's okay, because I'm going to work really lazily and
that's
get everyone
right.
else to do all the work.
That's not right.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Is that going to be the same for Boxing Day?
I ain't working Boxing Day. I ain't going to be here. Okay. It's like, well, I ain't going to be here, so you can put me in if you want, but I ain't going to turn up. Deal with it. Are you going to lose your best member of staff, or are you just going to, you know, sort it out? Because I don't care, man. I can threaten people with that, because I'm the best. Yeah, that's why Gamercast is the number one gaming podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Right, are you going to guess this thing or not?
Not sure on that number one. I don't know. It sounds familiar, but your clue is too obscure and unhelpful.
Well, the clue is pretty clear exactly what it is. Or exactly what some part of the relationship with it is.
Magnitude of 2. What? Offset by 2. What?
Out by, say, out 2 by orders of magnitude.
So 0.2. Yeah?
0.2. What's
well, you said 2.2, but it's
2.22.
2.22? 22.
2.22 to be precise.
And you said, but it's out by 2.
Yeah.
So 0.22.
No, I said it was out by 2 orders of magnitude.
And what's 2 orders of magnitude? 2?
It's an order of magnitude and then another order of magnitude. Okay, we're just moving on.
Whatever.
If you think you know what it is, or can work out what it is, shut up, Windsor, you don't have to repeat myself. Noob. Let's just close Windsor down. There we go. It's just us now. No Oxlow. Pseudonym. Put your hands away from your mouth.
You bloody yawning. I'm not going to just
hell.
Open my mouth in front of everyone and yawn. That's rude.
Why? Anyway.
Why? It's rude.
If you think you know what the answer is,
manners.
Feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on our website, GamerCast.net, or leave a comment on this week's video on YouTube. YouTube.com. / something.
New releases this week.
So there's only a couple of games coming out this week. The first one is Hybrid.
Yes, this is the XBLA Summer of Arcade third title that's coming out, called Hybrid. It's being made by Fifth Cell. It's a third-person combat shootery game. However, there is no movement in... So there's no ground movement in the game. What you do is you see a piece of cover, you press A, and they go to it. But you've got, like, rocket boosters, and you can steer him around a little bit off of a course, and then he'll eventually go to a piece of place to take cover. It's a bit odd. It's not Fifth Cell's usual kind of stuff, because, of course, Drawn to Life and Scribblenauts is quite different to a third-person cover shooter. It seems to be all about the multiplayer. It sounds kind of interesting. Yeah. Quite different to their usual stuff. And then we've also got Legends
of Pegasus.
Yes, a 4X sci-fi game. They're saying the explore, expand, exploit, and exterminate your way to galactic conquest.
Can I make a few comments? One, why is it called Legends of Pegasus? Can we get these people on the phone? We'll do an interview. Why is your game called Legends of Pegasus when it would be far better to call it I'm going to find you, expand over you, exploit you, and then kill you? Stupid 4X games.
Turn-based real-time strategy, 3 races in the game, and 12 playable factions within those 3 races, as well as lots of different civilizations you can't play.
Oh, really? Ooh, I'm actually half interested in this, then.
What, because you've got 12 factions?
Yeah, I like games with factions.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the shipbuilding. So anyone who's played, I suppose, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, or you could even say kind of like Kingdom Hearts, although Kingdom Hearts, you don't have that much freedom with the shipbuilding. But like Banjo-Kazooie, you get a blueprint and you build your ships.
Okay.
So there's another piece to it, really. Cause
so
it's
yeah, not much happened, really, is there?
No, that's it. And that's coming
so
out
that's
on
a
Windows.
Big mystery why the show is almost an hour long.
And will be available through Steam. It's because we were talking about film people, Brad Dourif and everyone. Mm-hmm. And if he's in Dune or Lord of the Rings, which of course he's in both, and you saying about Harry Potter and that hood guy confusing us by saying no he's not, and Charlotte getting confused and blah 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 blah.
Look, John Locke Pickard is some guy who hasn't been born yet, so just chillax.
What's it got to do with Pickard?
What anything else you got to say got to do with anything we've been talking about? Nothing. Okay.
Had to do with Dishonored.
Last up, what everyone's been waiting for, we're going to talk about the Olympics. Actually, we're not. We just put that in the title to get search engine hits.
Well done to all the people that have won stuff, though, in all the different countries.
What? Shut up!
Hey, it was interesting watching cycling, wasn't it?
I didn't even watch it.
I watched the ladies cycling. I was amazed no one fell over. In that torrential rain, geez, they did good balancing.
Something to do with balance. You lose your will, you don't.
Okay. Well, no slippage. And then the stuff in the velodrome was cool.
Nah, I don't like indoor cycling.
What? But you said you wanted to watch the velodrome stuff.
No, I said I wanted to race on one.
Oh, you wanted to race on one. Let's get a race.
Yeah, but then we have to go down to Worthing or Brighton or wherever the stupid thing is. And it'll be packed out full of people on crap bikes.
Well, that's why
and
you
then
wait
be like,
until
you're not allowed to take that in here.
After the Olympics.
Yeah, but I'll do it right now.
See, that's the cool thing. So, like, him saying about triathlon, 20 plus people fell off. I'm not sure. Oh, what fell off the bikes? You can also, of course, watch the Olympics for the violence. So I watched a bit of the hockey, and a girl got a hockey ball to the face. That was quite violent.
It was my intent to not talk about the Olympics, but now the show's title has forced it upon us.
No, we're finished now. I'm sorry.
You've done really bad.
Jeez.
Stop it.
Jeez. Sounds like I'm saying cheese, doesn't it?
I'll give you a proper whack.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
It's not my fault you didn't flinch from pain because you're wearing your... 2-inch thick bone head.
My bone head. Thank you very much for.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I'll be back in 2 weeks. If you've got any feedback at GamerCast on that, we're on Twitter, Facebook, all these other stupid things that are apparently popular now.